WhatsApp us on 084-786-3132.
24 minutes to 12. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning. The bliss of marriage. I see my beloved Fadila Tulustad. He's definitely in the mood today. Part two. Every Wednesday between 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock. Ustad, the listeners want to know, of course, the sister, her first time coming to the program also. She also wants to know regarding the podcast. Sister from Cambridge, Ustad.
Sister from UK, Cambridge Day in England, remember that you go to our website, you will find our schedule there. So Moana Arafat is saying today is part two, informing you that on Tuesdays, the same time, that's in same place also, that we have part one, between 11 and 12 South African time, and on Wednesdays, that we have part two, because we are inundated with questions. So therefore, regarding the podcast, yes, we will send it out. You just send your number to which Maulana is announcing, and inshallah, the podcast will be prepared and by our brother Bonface, and then we send it out worldwide to whoever requested, and then it is on our website as well. So you go to the website, you will find it there. You go to the Telegram, you know the Telegram I told you, so you are there in Cambridge, so you go to Telegram, install it, I'm sure you got about it, and then ask me for the link, and for you in South Africa, 071-888-1184, and those of you beyond the borders of South Africa, +27-71-888-1184. Don't make long stories, just put one word Telegram and I'll send it to you. And I must thank Salahuddin and his family, mashallah. Allah ta'ala reward Ameen. Them fi dunya wal akhirah.
Ameen. I see the sister from Eckenville wants to know, could you please explain step by step about Telegram, Ustad?
Step by step is this. Telegram, you go to your phone, then you will see there Play Store. You will see it's written there. Then you open Play Store and you will find different apps. Then you will find Telegram. Then you have to download it, install it in your phone, and it's all free. And thereafter, then you have to look for the link, our link there. If you don't have our link, then contact me, we'll send it to you, and then you subscribe, it's all free, and then all our programs, you will get it on the Telegram, inshallah. This morning, me and Arafat, myself, we did Q&A very, very good with Allah's help and mercy, so it's already there. Now when I go, 12 o'clock, lot of things are waiting for me, inshallah, so we will prepare that and send it out on Telegram and on Twitter. You there in Cambridge, the Twitter handle is @AKHosen, AKHOOSEN. So you can go to the Twitter handle and Twitter account as well.
Ustad, the brother wants to remain anonymous. I think he says he knows quite Mufti Sap well. He's passing salams to you. He says, tell him I'm from Pirax, I don't know where's that. He says, Mufti Sap, this is a very embarrassing. We are married for 6 months, but I'm still a virgin. She says, she won't let me touch her. I don't want to be forceful, but she always refuses my advances, Mufti Sab. I feel like taking a second wife. When we approach the subject, she avoids. Pirax, Ustad.
Pirax is Pretoria, Maulana, the old colloquial term. I'm going to Pirax, like I'm going to Josie okay. Joburg, like that. So, mashallah, brother. So, what happens is this. That you and your wife, you are married. 6 months have passed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now lockdown came. So she went into the lockdown mode and she said, me, meaning the lady, the wife, she's terrified. Because maybe her mother, maybe her sister, maybe someone told her that it's a very, very painful experience and so forth. So all this happens, you must remember. So you, my brother, you have to win her confidence. And there are ways and methods, inshallah. Now we're on air, I can't go into all that. But remember, you are an adult, you will understand what I'm saying. So you have to reassure her. And therefore, see, it's hadith. You see, if you study Islam, that's why I say to our non-Muslim brothers, sisters, Mrs. Adrian, and to Delta, and Walter, and Augustine, and whoever else, that remember, study Islam, you will find everything of it is natural. See, I'm quoting to you a hadith. If you want a reference of this hadith, it is mentioned in Sunan Sa'id bin Mansur. That's a hadith kitab. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Rasulullah, is Nabiullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Master alayhi salam said, your husband, When you go to your wife, then you say, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, send a Rasul. Subhanallah. What's the meaning? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger, peace be upon him, is saying, send a message. What you mean, Ya Rasulullah? What do you mean? What is a Rasul? Al-Qublatu wal-Kalam. What today people will say, foreplay. Imagine 1400 years ago. So you don't just go wild and just go and you know and enter and consummate your marriage. No, you have to win her confidence step by step. And first you speak, then you touch, then you kiss and so forth, step by step and so forth. And both of you read the dua. Did you read the dua, Mr. Pirax? Come now, we're going to read the dua. And you're going to by heart it, right, brother? And this dua is in Bukhari Sharif. So both of you have to read it. Allahumma Jannibna Shaitan. Whenever you go to your wife and you want to fulfill your conjugal relationship, so read this dua. Allah will bless you. Allah will give you children and bless you with children who are the coolness of your eyes. Why our children become so mastan and shaitan today? Because we just go, you know, that 1, 2, 3 and everything finished. No, you must remember that Islam is teaching us that before you fulfill the conjugal relationship, so you must read this dua, husband and wife. Allahumma jannibna shaitan. Ya Allah, put the shaitan far, far away from us. He must not interfere here with us. وَجَنِّبِ الشَّيْطَانَ مَا رَزَقْتَنَا. Ya Allah, put the shaitan far away from the offspring and the children you are going to bless us. You got it, my brother? Let's read again. Allahumma jannibna shaitan. So jannibna, janib, far away. So junub, you see, in the olden days they had to take bath, they had to go far. They never had showers and bathrooms in houses. So Allahumma jannibna shaitan. Ya Allah, put the Satan and his comrades and cronies out, out. We don't want them here. وَجَنِّبِ الشَّيْطَانَ مَا رَزَقْتَنَا. So then you do that, inshallah, you build the confidence, and then everything will happen, inshallah. So just tell her that, get all that, and tell her to read أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ abundantly. The shaitan is also putting lot of negativity into her.
The question says, Ustad, Mufti Saab, my husband is working in a Shia company for 6 years, Mufti Saab, Ustad. And alhamdulillah, they're paying him quite well, Mufti Saab. Now the management has sent an invite to me and to my husband to attend lunch in the company. They're inviting all the workers. They're getting very close to us, Mufti Saab. My husband says that they are like family to us. He says, let's respect them because they're good to us. Ustad, Anonymous, what do they do?
See, my brother, do you say, I'm using your words verbatim, you say they are good to us. So this is human nature. In Arabic, we have a saying, a proverb, Al-insanu abdul ihsan. That anybody does us a favor, so remember, then we feel indebted to that person. Now the question arises, he is doing good to you, but is he doing good to Islam? Is he not swearing, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu? Are they not cursing Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu? Are they not cursing, reviling Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu? Are they not calling our mother Siddiqa bintu Siddiq, for whose 16 verses were revealed in the noble Quran, Surah 24 verses 11 to 26. So all that they reject. You must remember that the Shias, 90% of the Shias, South Africa, Pakistan, Lebanon, all these places, Syria, Iran, Iraq, they are Isna Ashariya. And this is their belief. They believe Mut'a, prostitution, is halal. Khomeini, the Shaitan, the non-Muslim, writes in his book, I have the kitabs myself, in Tawdihul Masail, you can make Mut'a, prostitution, for 1 hour. So when you say they're good to you, you might be good in your field. You're an IT specialist. Maybe you're a certain good CA or a DA or a PA or whatever else Allah knows. So you might be good to them. But look at not the micro only, you have to look at the macro. بِأَيِّ عَيْنٍ تَنْظُرُونَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِأَيِّ عَيْنٍ تَنْظُرُونَ إِلَىٰ صَاحِبِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. My brother, you, your wife, your children. I pose and cite the question to you. Tomorrow, how will you face and make eye contact with Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You knew these people are Shia. You knew they revile, they curse and swear. My beloved, they swear my honorable wife. They curse my Sahaba. They swear my son-in-law, Sayyidina Uthman. And yet you kept close ties with them. Yet you accepted their invitation. What do you think will be the result, my brother? And then if you want to go further, I give you from Quran, I give you from Sunnah, and I give you from the Fuqaha and the jurists. So number one, Quran chapter 9 verse 79. It is the month of Rajab. It is the ninth year of the Hijrah. Almost one third of the expenses of the expedition of Tabuk. 30,000 Sahaba are going to move from Medina Munawwara to Tabuk. By plane today is 1 1/4, 1.5 hour. In that mud summer heat, 45, 50 degrees, 50 days Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam left Medina Munawwara. 15 days to go, 15 days to come back, that's 30, 20 days spent in Tabuk, 30,000 Sahaba. Do you understand the logistics? How are we going to go with so many people? They had to ration the animals, they had to ration the food, they had to ration the water, everything. To show the love for Sahaba, to show the love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to show the love for Allah first, to show the love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Islam, they said we're going. All their harvest, all their crops, which were smiling in their faces, because the dates, remember June, July, is the time when the crops and the harvest are there. They left all that. So that we're going for a greater purpose. When the enemies, the munafiqeen, came there and mocked at the Sahaba, ridiculed the Sahaba, and said, how can you say that you are doing for Allah's sake? You're giving this contribution for showing off purposes, mura'in. So they were mocking Sayyidina Uthman, Allah forbid. Sahabi came, poor, 1 kilo, 1 pound, 1/4 kilo dates. Say, you're wasting time. Allah says, Surah 9, verse 79, الَّذِينَ يَلْمِزُونَ الْمُتَّوِّئِينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهْدَهُمْ فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ. People who mock the Sahaba, people who ridicule, criticize them. Allah defending the honor and integrity of beloved companions, radiallahu anhum ajma'in. Sakhir Allahu minhum. Allah will mock them. Walahum adhabun aleem. For them is a painful, terrible, horrible punishment. Write down, my brother, chapter 9, verse 79. Hadith, two hadiths I give you with references. Hadith in Tirmidhi, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي. When you see those people cursing, swearing, reviling my companions, my honorable wives, my honorable students and companions, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the only rahmatul alameen. What did the master say? فَقُولُوا, you must say, O Ahlu Sunnah, O Muslim, you must say, La'anatullahi ala sharrikum, Allah's curse be upon you. Therefore, when we take Khomeini's name and the Shia's name, we say, La'anahullah, Allah's curse be upon them. That is the instruction of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They tell us we're doing hate speech. You are the one who cursed the Sahaba. It's not hate speech. You are the one swearing our mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha, and calling her derogatory names. It's not hate speech. So understand where we come. We give our life for the honor of beloved Sahaba radiallahu. That is what we needed. Second hadith mentioned in Tabarani, hadith is sahih, my authentic hadith. Man sabba ashabi, who swears and curses and revile any of my companions, fa alayhi la'natullah wal malaikati wal nasi ajma'in. So remember that Allah's curse is upon him, the people's curse, the angels' curse is upon him. Our ustad, Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai, whom, not me, who are we non-entities, Hazrat Maulana Masyu Allah Khan Sahib, Nawar Allah Marqadahu, Hazraji Jalal Abadi, the students of Hazraji are still alive. I confirmed this with many of his students. And remember, Hazraji Rahmatullah Alayh in Jalalabad said, Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai to muftiyo ka mufti hai. Muftiyo ka mufti hai.
Ya Allah.
Yeah, that is what he said. So remember, we indebted to him. They wrote me a letter, the Shia. So I just sent it to Hazrat. I said, Hazrat, please you handle this. Yesterday he sent the reply. And he see you there. Only he can reply that. Remember that. You give credit where credit is due. Nobody can write like him in the whole world. No alim can write like him. Remember that. So that is how Allah gave him that firasat and so forth. So we indebted to him, inshallah. Allah reward him. Ameen. So that is two. Third one. You want to know Imam Abu Hanifa? Imam Abu Hanifa lived among the Shias. When he was asked, what is the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah? He said, antufaddila shaykhain. You must give virtue and preference to Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar. Shia say they're non-Muslim. Allah forbid. Wa antuhibbal khatanain. You must love both the son-in-laws, Sayyidina Uthman and Sayyidina Ali. They hate Sayyidina Uthman and they curse him. You make masa al khufain on the leather sock. They reject it totally. They make masa on the feet. So they got nothing to do with Islam. Imam Abu Hanifa says they're out. We go to Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah and ask him, what you say, O Shafi'i, regarding the Shias? Go open Diwanu Shafi'i. Lokan al-rifza hubbu Ali Muhammadi fal yashhadi thakalan anni rafidhi. So remember, he said that if, hypothetically, argument's sake, if the Shias really loved the family of Nabi alayhi salam, then let the heavens and the earth, let human being and jinn bear testimony. I, Shafi'i, I'm also a Shia. But I'm not a Shia because they hate the family of Nabi alayhi salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wives are Ahlul Bayt, and they say they are murtad and out of the fold of Islam. Somebody swears your mother day and night you will accept as your friend. I'm asking you. So they, what is our mothers? Nothing. This is Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. This is Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha. So think properly what we are talking about.
Sister is asking for maaf, Ustaz.
So not, you don't have to ask me maaf, brother. I'm here to educate the ummah. I am here to teach the ummah. That is our function. So we to defend the deen of Islam. And we don't have to curry favor with any person, any politician, any government. Remember that as well. So we, our function is this, the defense of the deen of Islam. So Imam Shah Malik was asked, what you say about the Shias? He said, Quran says, when Sahaba are praised, لِيَغِيذَ بِهِمُ الْكُفَّارِ, they get enraged and they get furious. That is the sign of their kufr. See, you go to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal and we asked him, Ya Ahmad, you teach us. He said, whosoever says Sayyidina Ali is entitled to be the first Khalifa and not Sayyidina Abu Bakr and not Sayyidina Umar, فَقَدَ خَانَ اللَّهِ, then he's considering that Allah, فَقَدَ خَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, he's considering Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made khiyanat, Allah forbid. Abu Bakr made khiyanat, Umar made khiyanat. So as though they were treacherous, you want to accept that? So think properly where we are going, O Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Our honor, our life is for the defense of Sahaba and Deenul Islam. That is what we stand for.
I see Karisab says, Muftisab, could you please send this question to me, Karisab Ustad, regarding that my husband is working in a Shia company. Ustad.
Yes, we will send the podcast to you. Send your number to Maulana Arafat. He'll send it to you, no problem.
Ustad, it says that me and my husband were arguing about a doubt. From my husband's knowledge, Ustad. This is say from my husband's knowledge. And in two occasions, he has said to me, you are not my wife. I am not your husband. In second occasion, he said, you are not my wife. It's over. Then he said my name and he went away. Do these words count as talaq? Anonymous, Ustad. Anonymous,
so
sister.
So you must remember in these type of issues, because for us here, sitting here, that is very difficult just to pass a verdict. When people send queries like that to me, I say both of you must go to your ulama, local ulama, or any organizations you have confidence in, and then you go, and then they will find out what he said, what you said. We give a fatwa, then you'll get meme tutu. Meme tutu, no, I said this, you said this, I said that. So we can't give fatwa on these issues. Both of you go to your local ulama, both of you go to your local organizations, anyone you got confidence in, and then they will solve the problem for you.
New listener also, this is from Van der Bijl Park. Mufti Saab, I would like to rather remain anonymous. If a Muslim man looks at his mother-in-law's photo, Ustad, picture, of course, what last, and then touches the photo, picture, what last, does this break his own nikah with his wife, Ustad, anonymous?
No, first of all, take that picture and photo and just burn it. And remember, your nikah is still valid. To look at your mother-in-law is permissible, but to look at her with lust and fantasize about her, you sleeping with her and so forth, Surah 4 verse 23, wa ummahatu nisaikum. Today the problem, you see, this is the result of what the people are doing. People are day and night involved with the TV, involved with the movies, involved with the cell phone, so there they see all these type of things. And you must remember that today's world, what it means. In the Western world, you can sleep with your daughter-in-law, sleep with your mother-in-law, sleep with your brother's wife. Everything is legal. So they tell you that. You must remember that in a democracy, if you have two adults and they are willing, consenting partners, so it's permissible what is there. So you must remember that. So that has now permeated the Islamic Muslim society. Now you looked at the photo and now you got lust and all these type of things. So that thought process has to change, my brother. She is in the place of your mother. And what are you thinking and so forth. So make sincere tawbah and never be alone with your mother-in-law. Because one thing can lead to another. You can already see, but your marriage is still valid.
Somebody says here, Mufti Saab, that please dua for me to make it easy for me and to heal my heart. That my husband left me because he have an affair with other woman. I've been more sacrificing to be his wife, Ustad. But no more than 5 months, he left me. My heart now is so painful. What should I do to forget him? Anonymous, Ustad.
You must forget him. You must remember, because he turned out to be khabith. He turned out to be impure, immoral. These are the words the Quran uses. He used you. He deflowered you. And now he got involved with other women. He paid them. He gave them money. Whatever it might be. So, Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin. Wal-Khabithuna lil-Khabithat. Surah 24, verse 26. So, you are tayyibah. So you must read 2 rakat salat daily. Read Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Remember, Quran Sharif gives us guidelines that Zayd radiallahu an is married to Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded them, you must get married. They got married. Not compatible to one another. Marriage ends in divorce. But the aim was to please Allah jalla wala. The objective to please Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See, after the divorce, it did finish everything. Allah jalla wala elevates Zayd's name so much. Only his name is mentioned in the Quran among Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. Falamma qada Zaydun minha wa taran zawwajnakaha. So Almighty Allah jalla wala mentioned Zayd bin Harisa's name. Surah number 32, sorry, Surah 33, Surah Ahzab, and verse number 37, chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, and verse 37. And for her, Sayyida Zainab bint Jahsh, she was a paragon of beauty. And remember, Almighty Allah announced, Ya Rasulallah, her iddat is finished, zawajnakaha, we perform your nikah to her. Allah performed her nikah. Subhanallah. So when we do for the love of Allah, for the sake of Allah, then see how Allah will elevate us. So it's not end of the world, my sister. Remember, divorce took place. It's no fault of yours. You should not feel guilty. You say, Ya Allah, you know my intention. So you read, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. You read, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min adh-dhalimin. Your heart is broken, you're feeling depressed, you're feeling sad, all that is natural. It's not something unnatural, but you must remain positive in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Okay, quickly let me just give you the rundown. 12 o'clock news, 12 to 1 inshallah, Brother Alphus with the current affairs. 1 o'clock, the Zohar Adhan. 1:05 to 1:30, the Tafsir inshallah I'll be doing, and then we will complete Surah Luqman chapter 31 verses 33 to 34. Today we have a wonderful, wonderful lesson. Remember, between 1:30 and 2, compatibility between husband and wives, between spouses. How do you know are you compatible to one another or not? Then 2 to 3, Sheikh Zakaria in the mercy of Allah. 3 to 3:30, the repeat.